Raptors on fire the past couple of nights. Two of the biggest wins of the season. In fact, the two biggest wins at Houston and then at New Orleans last night. You shoot 47% from three. You're probably going to win. Probably going to win. And over 50% from the field. And this is the offense that I think they had hopes for. I mean, this is what they were waiting for. We were talking about it last week. They were still a top 10 offense in terms of putting up points, but like 30th in the league in three-point percentage. Yet they stuck with it, and the shots are starting to drain now, and they're starting to win games, and I'm sure their team's pretty happy about the way they performed the past couple of nights. And to chat about that, amongst some other things, we're joined now by the GM of the Raptors. Here is Bobby Webster. How you doing, Bobby?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Needless to say, if you can lock in 46, 47% from three, you're probably going to win a lot of games, right?
Yeah, we'll take it. I think the other thing that we look at when we evaluate these are the assists. And so I think the last two nights, I think it was like 27, 28. So, you know, obviously you got to make shots, but it means the ball's moving and finding the right guy. So we're it's a step in the direction that we wanted to make this year.
Well, and Dwayne Casey's been very adamant about that since training camp, that you wanted to change the offense, and what was most important was sticking to it. And you had some issues early on, specifically with Kyle. I mean, Kyle even came out publicly and said,
I was concerned last week when he said, I'm not really getting the ball that much. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be disastrous.
But he stuck with it, right? And Casey stuck with the game plan. And, I mean, do you think that you guys, your team, and specifically a guy like Kyle, has overcome the hurdle of changing the offense?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, how many games in was it? It was probably, you know, 7-8 games in, and I think it's just natural for anything in life. If you're going to, you know, try to change things and the way you've done things, it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment period. So, you know, I'm sure we'll dip back down in a couple of games and have some bad nights. But like Coach said, and what we've kind of continued to reiterate, is just kind of stay the course and believe in what we're doing.
With Raptors GM Bobby Webster.
So when you're early on in the season and you're trying to make these changes, Bobby, you know, what are you trying to take out, like, in terms of, you talk about taking steps forward? Like, you know, and obviously you're trying to get to that playoff point where you can be a real contender to push for the championship. But, you know, as you make two questions, or two parts of the question. Number one, what do you make of the early start, and do you feel that it's moving in a direction where you can be successful if you continue on with it?
Yeah, so I think, you know, kind of take the two-part question. So I think the things that we looked at early to kind of, you know, assess whether we were moving in the right direction was, you know, ball movement, assist, type of shots. We weren't as concerned early as if the shots were going in, and I think, you know, as you alluded to, I think we were near the bottom in three-point percentage, but that has since come up. So it was more the type of shots, good shot, bad shot. Was the ball moving? Were guys, feeling part of the offense? Were they kind of picking their spots? You know, did Kyle feel comfortable in the different positions and situations that he was in? So it was more those type of things, and now that the shots are falling, I think it looks a lot better. So that's the stuff we continue to watch. Like I said, it'll go up and down, but those are the things that we're looking at, is the quality of shots. Our guys kind of playing the right way, playing team basketball.
With Raps GM Bobby Webster coming off back-to-back wins in Houston, in New Orleans, back home tomorrow night. The Knicks are in town. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. Obviously, the tough news last night was DeLon Wright and him getting injured, and then the news came out today making it official. Dislocated right shoulder, the same shoulder he had surgery on a year ago. What's the timeline? What's the best case scenario here with DeLon Wright?
You know, to be honest, we're actually awaiting the final MRI results with the doctor. So we actually have a call a little bit later tonight. So I'm sure we'll put something out here in the next day or two after we kind of assess and talk to the experts. But actually, there's nothing new other than what came out this afternoon.
So it is dislocated, though, right?
It was dislocated. I think, as you can imagine, there's different severities of something like that, and so that's kind of the news that we're waiting.
Okay, I believe it's officially won't play tomorrow night. So you've got Kyle, you've got Fred. I mean, what's the plan in terms of filling those minutes and filling that role for a coach that generally likes to have three point guards on the roster?
Definitely. So, you know, I think Fred's someone that's been part of our program and we've all seen grow. You know, last night I think he played well, and I think the timing hopefully is right for him. Kyle's Kyle. And then, you know, we have a new part of the NBA this year is called two-way contract. So we have a kid down are actually out in Mississauga, Lorenzo Brown, and he'd been part of us. So, you know, he'll have to pick up some slack. And then I'm sure some ball handling duties will be spread around to the other guys. So, you know, a little bit by committee, but, you know, we're confident with Kyle and Fred and Lorenzo.
Well, there's been so much focus early on with the kids and the impact. And again, it's such a bummer that DeLon Wright is injured and hopefully not out long term. I think he's performed very well. But I think OG is a kid that most fans are focused on because of his draft status, injured, obviously, his right recent year in college, which led to him maybe dropping down the board a little bit. He's been starting in place of Norm. I think he's performed pretty well, but what do you make of his development and how much of an impact Ananobi's had already this season?
Oh, it's been great. He's been a nice surprise for us. I think coming off injury, you know, I think a lot of people weren't sure when he would actually be able to step foot on the court. So just him being able to run up and down, I think just in training camp was good for everyone. And then, you know, it's early. He's a rookie, as we all say, and he'll have his ups and downs. But surprised, happy for him. He's a hard worker, and happy to see these things happen for him.
Well, he was getting a lot of love a couple of nights ago in Houston for his play against James Harden. And I thought he played well, but you walk out of that game and Harden had 38 and almost a triple-double. So, I mean, do you evaluate him differently because he's a rookie? Do you give him a little bit more rope on how you evaluate how he's playing?
I think it was more, you know, the Harden thing was just kind of a versatility. I think the thing that we've seen is he's guarded everyone from, you know, Al Horford to Drew Holiday to James Harden. So that was kind of, you know, just on its face, you know, that versatility is a unique asset. So in that sense, you know, you see he has the physical ability, and now it's just the speed and him getting, you know, all of his explosiveness and all of his physical tools back.
You've got the Knicks in town tomorrow. They're a surprising 8-6. The Celtics are the talk of the NBA. They've won 13 in a row. Philly, I mean, they looked good again last night. They got some kids in Simmons and Embiid and others that are clearly performing, and they're at 8-6 as well. You guys have kind of owned the Atlantic over the past handful of years, and obviously Boston really stepped up last year. But do you get the impression like your division in particular is starting to get deeper and more competitive?
Definitely. It's, you know, it's kind of cyclical. I think, you know, teams, Boston changed a lot. Philly's kind of been on an upward trajectory the past few years. And so, you know, they're the known characters. I'm sure, you know, I've only been here 5 years, but you guys have been here a lot longer, and battles with Philly and battles with Boston and battles with New York and even our first year with Brooklyn. So, you know, we pay attention to them. We pay attention to the rest of the league, but those are obviously the geographical and regional kind of teams that we've grown accustomed to.
Is Boston the team to beat in the East, or are you still focused on Cleveland long term?
Yeah, I think until you know, the champs get knocked off in the case of Cleveland. But you know, I think we view ourselves in that group. And so as you saw from the game in Boston, I think we competed and was right there till the end. So
how important is that at this point in the season, Bobby, to look at the teams that you see as your competitors and say, hey, we're right there with them, and we're good enough if we continue to do those things?
Important. You know, those are the litmus tests for all the teams going forward. And as you guys talked earlier, you know, two road wins, the last two games against playoff teams in the West, those matter. Not that, you know, other games don't matter, but those are the ones where you kind of sit down and you watch the game and you kind of walk away from it having a feeling of, you know, we played one of the better teams in the league and this is where we stack up. So, you know, just like tomorrow, we'll have the same eye towards that kind of stuff.
Knicks at Raps tomorrow night right here on TSN 1050. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 7:30. He is Bobby Webster, the GM of the Raps. Congrats on the past couple of nights, and we look forward to seeing where it goes from here. Thank you for doing this.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
There he is, Bobby Webster.